వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే 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 వాసుదేవాయ. సో టుడే యు కెన్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ కెంటో chapter 7, text 7.
Znači, čitamo i Šrimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, 7. poglavlje, 7. stih.
Yasyam vai shriyamanayam Krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsaha shokka moha bhayapaha yasyam vai shriyamanayam krishna parama purushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha bhayapaha yasyam vai shriyamanayam Krishne parama purushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha bhayapaha. Yasyam vaishryamanayam Krishne parama purushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha payapaha. Yasyam vaishyamanayam bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha vayapaha. Yasyam,
ovaj vedski spis,
vai
za cijelo
shriyamanayam
samim slušanjem
Krishna
Shri Krishna
parama
vrhovni
puruše
božanske osobe
bhakti
želja za predanim služenjem
utpandjate
biće
pumsaha
živog bića
šoka
jadikovanje
moha
iluzija
bhaja
strahovanje
apaha
gasi se.
Translation: simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness.
Samim slušanjem ovoga vedskog spisa budi se želja za predanim služenjem Šri Krišne s ljubavlju, koja ga odmah gasi vatru jadikovanja, iluzije i strahovanja.
There are various senses of which the ear is the most effective. This sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect himself from the hands of an enemy while awake, but while asleep one is protected by ear only. The importance of hearing is mentioned here in connection with attaining the highest perfection of life, namely getting free from three material pangs. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the mirage of illusory things, and he is always afraid of his supposed enemy. These are the primary symptoms of material disease. And it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, and as soon as this is affected, the symptoms of material diseases disappear. Srila Vyasadeva saw the perfect, all-perfect Personality of Godhead And in this statement, the all-perfect personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is clearly confirmed. Maybe we can go like this by this.
Među različitim osjetilima uho je najdjelotvornije. Ono djeluje čak i u dubokom snu. Dok je budna, osoba se može rukama zaštititi od neprijatelja, ali dok spava štiti je samo uho. Ovdje je istaknuta važnost slušanja za dostizanje savršenstva života, oslobođenja od materijalnih patnji. Svi se neprestano na nešto žale, no tragaju za iluzijom i uvijek se bojemo mogućeg neprijatelja. To su osnovni simptomi materijalne bolesti. Ovdje je rečeno da samim slušanjem poruke Šrimad Bhagavatama osoba postaje privržena svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi Šri Krišni i čim se to zdobije, simptomi materijalnih bolesti nestaju. Šrila Vjasadeva je vidio se savršenu božansku osobu i ovom je izjavom jasno potvrdio postojanje se savršene božanske osobe Šri Krišni.
The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with man and woman. And love is the only word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita, and in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. The Lord is always described as the Paramapurusha, or the supreme male personality. Thus, the affection between the Lord and the living entities is something like that between the male and the female. Therefore, the term love of Godhead is quite appropriate.
Krajnji plod predana služenja jeste razvijanje prave ljubavi prema vrhovnoj osobi. Ljubav je riječ koja se često koristi u odnosu između muškarca i žene. To je jedina riječ kojom se može pravilno opisati odnos između Šri Krišne i živih bića. Živa su bića u Bhagavad Giti opisana kao prakriti, koja je na sanskritu ženske prirode. Gospodin se uvijek opisuje kao Parama Puruša, vrhovna muška osoba. Tako se ljubav između gospodina i živih bića može usporediti s ljubavlju između muškaraca i žene, a izraz ljubav prema Bogu sasvim je odgovarajući.
Loving devotional service to the Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about Him. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between Him and the subject matter heard about Him. Therefore, hearing about Him means immediate contact with Him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. And the transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned before, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory engagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, the living being under different categories of life becomes illusioned in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of human life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relation with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relationship with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation between man and man. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed, and real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in so many political situations. The political bond and peaceful situation between man and man, and nation and nation, but at the same time, because of too much attachment for material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conferences cannot bring about peace in a society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. The foolish politicians may go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years, but they will fail to achieve success. Until we reach the stage of re-establishing our lost relation with Krishna, the illusion of accepting the body as the self will prevail, and thus fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scriptures, and there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experiences of devotees in various places like Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Puri. Even in the Kaumudi dictionary, the synonyms of Krishna are given as the son of Yashoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parambrahma. The conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and thereby one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion, and fearfulness. These are practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Predano služenje s ljubavi za gospodina započinje slušanjem o njemu. Nema razlike između gospodina i riječi koje govore o njemu. Gospodin je apsolutan u svakom smislu, te nema razlike između njega i razgovora o njemu. Stoga izgovaranje transcendentalnog zvuka dok slušamo o njemu omogućava izravan dodir s njim. Transcendentalni je zvuk tako djelotvoran da odmah djeluje uklanjajući sve materijalne patnje. Kao što je već rečeno, materijalnim se druženjem živo biće zapliče, a iluzorni kaviz materijalnog tijela prihvaća kao stvarnost. U spletu takvih lažnih shvaćanja, biće u različitim vrstama života bivaju obmanuta na različite načine. Čak i na najrazvijenijem stupnju ljudskog života, ista iluzija preovladava u obliku različitih izama i prekida ljubavni odnos s gospodinom, te time i ljubavni odnos s ljudima. Slušanjem Šrimad Bhagavatama lažni splet materialističkih shvatanja biva razmršen, a društvom se širi istinski mir za kojim političari u najrazličitim političkim situacijama tako žude. Političari žele mir među ljudima i narodima, no istodobno su zbog prevelike sklonosti materialne vlasti prisutni iluzija i strah. Stoga mirovne konferencije političara ne mogu donijeti mir u društvu. Mir se može postići samo slušanjem Šrimad Bhagavatama koji govori o svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Nerazumni političari mogu nastaviti održavati mirovne konferencije i sastanke na najvišoj razini stotinama godina, ali neće biti uspješni. Ako ponovno ne uspostavimo naš izgubljeni odnos s Krišnom, preovladavat će iluzija prihvaćanja tijela kao jastva, a s njom i strah. Što se tiče činjenice da je Šri Krišna svevišnja božanska osoba, postoje tisuće svjedočanstava razotkrivenih spisa, kao i tisuće svjedočanstava bhakta iz različitih mjesta, kao što su Vrindavana, Navadvi, Tripuri, utemeljena na osobnom iskustvu. Čak su i u riječniku kao Mudi simptomi za Krišnu Jašodin sin i svevišnja božanska osoba Parabrahman. Možemo zaključiti da samim slušanjem vjetskog spisa Šrimad Bhagavatama možemo uspostaviti izravnu vezu sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom Šri Krišnom i time postići najviše savršenstvo života, nadišavši svjetovne bijede, iluzije i strah. To su praktični tekstovi za onoga tko ponizno sluša Šrimad Bhagavatama.
Mahamišnu Padaya Krishna Prastava Šrimati Bhakti Vrenika Svami Itinamni Namaste Sarasvati Gnana Guru Vanu Kachanam Nirvashi Shishunavadi Kashkarati Dizatama. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Samim slušanjem ovog vedskog spisa budi se želja za predanim služenjem Šri Krišni s ljubavlju, koja odmah gasi vatru jadikovanja, iluzije i strahovanja.
So in one sense, in this shloka we have perfectly described the disease of the conditioned souls, including the cure.
U ovom stihu imamo praktično opisane sve simptome bolesti materijalno uvjetovane osobe, a također i lijek.
So, what is the disease? Lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Znači, što je bolest, jadikovanje, iluzija i strahovanje.
Everybody is wants something.
Svatko nešto želi.
Which is of an illusory nature.
Što je iluzorne prirode.
And he is fearful not to get it.
I u strahu je da to neće dobiti.
Of course he is fearful because he will not get it.
Naravno da je u strahu jer neće to dobiti.
And he sees other people not getting it.
I on vidi kako drugi također to ne dobijaju.
So therefore he is fearful.
Iz toga je u strahu.
Maybe I will not get it.
Možda to neću dobiti.
And if I get it.
A ako to dobijem.
Then maybe somebody will take it.
Možda će mi to netko uzeti.
So there is plenty of reason from his point of view for lamentation, illusion and fearfulness.
Tako da sa tačke gledišta te osobe postoji mnogo razloga za jadikovanje, iluziju i strahovanje.
But we all know that this is based on ignorance.
Ali mi svi znamo da je to zasnovano na neznanju.
And ignorance can be removed by knowledge.
A neznanje možemo ukloniti znanjem.
The wonderful thing is that in Krishna consciousness we perceive knowledge even without knowing it.
A divna stvar je da u svjesnosti Krišne primamo znanje čak i kad to ne znamo.
Usually the concept of knowledge is that you go somewhere, you sit down and you learn.
Obično je koncept znanja da idete negdje, sjednete i onda učite nešto.
Srimad Bhagavatam says, you simply sit down and hear.
Srimad Bhagavatam kaže, jednostavno sjednete i slušate.
Just hear.
Samo slušate.
The sound vibration.
Zvučnu vibraciju.
and we have a practical experience even from the material field, how much sound vibration can change people's consciousness.
A imamo iskustva sa materijalne razine, koliko zvuk može promijeniti svjesnost ljudi.
Like we see, like example, after the fall of the communism, this whole these countries were invaded by materials, by capitalistic sound vibration.
Možemo vidjeti nakon pada Berlinskog zida i komunizma, ove zemlje, na ovoj zemlji je izvršena invazija kapitalističkim zvučnim vibracijama.
Like example in form of a music.
Na primjer u obliku muzike.
Which had lyrics and texts which nobody understood.
Koja je imala tekstove koje nitko nije mogao razumjeti.
Because nobody spoke English.
Jer niko nije govorio engleski.
And even nowadays you speak English, you still don't understand what they are really singing, you know.
Čak i danas kada govore engleski, ništa ne razumijete što kažu.
But one thing you can understand immediately.
Ali jedno možete odmah razumjeti.
It sprouts up at once the feeling of degradation.
Odmah se širi taj osjećaj degradacije.
With no rational background.
Bez ikakve razumne pozadine.
You hear this music.
Čujete tu muziku.
You hear the sound.
Čujete zvuk.
You hear the voices of the singers.
Čujete glasove pjevača.
And you degrade immediately.
I odmah se degradirate.
You feel like it's no use anymore.
Nema više smisla.
Let's all hang it out.
Ajmo svi.
Let all control of the senses go.
Pustimo svu kontrolu osjetila.
And possibly, why not kill yourself?
Zato što se ne bi ubili.
It doesn't matter anything anymore.
Ništa više nema smisla.
And you don't understand one word.
A ne razumijete niti jednu riječ.
It's just a sound vibration.
To je samo zvučna vibracija.
Which is, we can say sometimes, inspired from the lower regions.
Za koje možemo reći da je inspirirana nižim regijama.
Like Prabhupada, he just heard the sound of the disco, you know, in New York.
I kao što je Prabhupada čuo zvuk diska u New Yorku.
You know, coming way below from the hell, you know.
Kako dolazi dole ispod, iz pakla.
So Prabhupada said, they are simply singing, ho, ho, ho. Inviting Yamaraj, please come and take me.
Znači on jednostavno pjevaju, oh, Yamaraj, dođi, uzmi me.
This is straight from hellish planets.
Ovo dolazi ravno sa paklenih planeta.
Prabhupada was anyway genius in his, you know, analyzing sound vibration.
Prabhupada je bio genij za analiziranje like, zvučnih vibracija.
Just by hearing somebody speaking certain language.
Čim bi čuo nekoga kako govori neki jezik.
Therefore he said that, you know, that German is a very good language to speak to the dogs.
On je rekao, njemački je jako dobar jezik za govoriti psima.
Sit, you know.
Sjedni.
It's commanding, you know.
Get off. Ustavi, you know. Znači za komandovanje.
Catch it. You know.
Uhvati.
Aufstehen, marschieren, haben. You know, this is perfect, you know.
Znači ovo je savršeno.
This is for dogs.
To je za pse.
You know, to train a dog.
Znači da biste dresirali.
English, he said, it's for horses. I don't know what that means.
Ako engleski je za konje, ne znam što mu to znači.
And French for women.
A francuski je za žene.
Of course.
Naravno.
The supreme sensuality. So, this is, you know, sound vibration.
Znači, to je zvučna vibracija.
We are all influenced by sound vibration constantly.
Na sve nas stalno utječe zvučna vibracija.
It can happen, we don't even hear what that person is saying.
Ne moramo niti čuti što ta osoba govori.
But we hear how he is saying it.
Ali mi čujemo na koji način to govori.
Like Prabhupada, because his sound vibration was so pure.
Pošto je Prabhupada zvučna vibracija bila tako čista.
He could say very heavy things.
Mogao je reći jako teške stvari.
I mean, he could tell people in a face, you are cats and dogs and camels and asses and they like that.
No, on je mogao ljudima u lice reći da su psi, mačke, magarci, kamile i to im se sviđalo.
You know, he said very heavy things actually in the lectures.
U stvari on je na lekcijama govorio jako, jako teške stvari.
And he even said, if they would really understand, like the politicians, what I am saying, they would kill me immediately.
I rekao, mislim ti političari, kad bi stvarno shvatili što ja govorim, ubili bi me odmah.
If you read Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada very mercifully presented to the politicians, even himself, like the first canto.
Kada bi čitali Bhagavatam, ti političari kojima je on predstavljaju to Bhagavatam čak i lično.
It repeatedly describes politicians of today as a bunch of fools.
On iznova tu opisuje današnji političari kao gomilu budale.
And they took it very gracefully, yes. Thank you very much for describing me as a fool.
Jako zahvalno uzeli tu knjigu i rekli hvala što mi opisujete kao budale.
Why? Because Srila Prabhupada was never put himself, his personality into that. Simply presenting Shastra.
Zašto? Zato što Prabhupada nikad nije prezentirao tu sebe, jednostavno je prezentirao šastru.
So in the sound vibration actually we find it's the purity of purpose, you know. Znači, what kind of purpose you have when you speak?
Znači u zvučnoj vibraciji u stvari prepoznajemo čistoću svrhe, kakvu svrhu imate, zbog čega nešto radite.
Like a sahajiya, you can take Bhagavatam too.
Kao sahajiya, oni mogu uzeti Bhagavatam.
You can chant Hare Krishna too.
Mogu također pjevati Hare Krishna.
But his only purpose is how to get to the female.
A njegova jedina svrha kako doći do žene.
Which is highly offensive.
Što je jako uvredljivo.
Prabhupada said, if you want to do that, then write your own book and write your own song and do it on your own. But don't use Bhagavatam for this.
Prabhupada je rekao, ako želite to, onda sami napišite svoju knjigu i svoje pjesme u tu svrhu, nemojte zato koristiti Bhagavatam.
To such a hearing has a completely opposing effect.
Jer takvo slušanje ima potpuno suprotni
učinak. Prabhupada gives very clear example of a milk touched by the lips of a serpent.
Prabhupada daje jedan sam primjer mlijeka kojeg se dodirnula usne zmije.
You will not see the difference between the real milk.
Znači ne vidite razliku između toga i pravog mlijeka.
But when you drink it, then you will find very quickly the difference.
Ali kad popijete, vrlo brzo ćete saznati razliku.
One thing you drink, you will be nourished by, and another one you die.
Znači jednu stvar kad popijete, to vas hrani, a drugu stvar kad popijete, umrete.
So therefore, it's very important to hear a pure sound vibration.
Stoga je jako bitno da slušamo čistu zvučnu vibraciju.
And without any rational understanding, that's the beauty of this, one is already starting to get purified.
I što je najveća ljepota u tome, bez razumijevanja, samim slušanjem osoba se pročišćava.
And the evident proof for that is decreasement of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness.
I očiti dokaz toga je smanjenje jadikovanja, iluzije i strahovanja.
One becomes simply satisfied.
Osoba postaje jednostavno zadovoljna.
And material nature has not its effect.
I materijalna priroda nema svoj utjecaj.
But it's also mentioned by repeated hearing.
Ali ovdje je također rečeno ponovljenim slušanjem.
Like here when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, it was an instant hearing.
Znači kad je Bhagavatam izgovoren, to je bilo jednokratno slušanje.
Because the one who received the message was so pure already.
Zato što su oni koji su primali poruku bili čisti.
Even at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is, Krishna asks Arjuna, shall I repeat the whole thing or do you want me to explain something more?
Čak i na kraju Bhagavad Gita Krishna pita Arjuna, da li želiš da ponovim, da objasnim nešto još?
And Arjuna goes, no, I'm clear, let's fight.
I Arjuna je rekao, ne, jasno je, hajmo se boriti.
Same thing with, actually with discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, you find the exchange between speaker and the listener is so ecstatic that they both sometimes almost faint and are ecstasy.
Možete vidjeti u Srimad Bhagavatamu da je ta razmjena između govornika i slušatelja tako ekstatično da se obojica gotovo nesvijeste.
It's called perfect questions and perfect answers.
To se zove savršena pitanja i savršeni odgovori.
When this reach perfection, then the whole session becomes ecstatic.
Kada to dostigne savršenstvo, onda čitava ta sesija postaje ekstatična.
But we are offering, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, people a possibility to hear, even when they are not qualified.
Ali mi, milošću gospodina Čitanja, nudimo ljudima priliku da slušaju čak i kada nisu kvalificirani.
Prabhupada gave the example of a radio and radio broadcasting.
Prabhupada je dao primjer radijskog prenosa.
So we broadcast even there is no receiver.
Mi emitujemo čak i ako niko ne prima poruku.
You need two things. You need the one who broadcasts and the one who receives.
Znači treba i vam dvije stvari, onaj koji emituje nešto i neko ko to prima. Sluša.
So for some people, even when they receive Krishna consciousness, they go, it doesn't work.
Zato neki ljudi čak i kad prime svjesnost Krišne, da samo to ne djeluje.
Because there is no receiver.
Zato što nema prijemnika.
Or it's very distorted.
Ili je pokvaren.
But when there is a clear receiver, then we go, ah, this is a nice song.
Ali kad imamo jasan prijem, onda se nam odgleda, da, ovo je lijepa pjesma.
But the beautiful thing of this broadcasting station, it purifies the receiver.
Ali najljepša stvar u tome je što ovaj prijenos pročišćava slušatelja, primatelja.
You have no radio station which announces we will fix your radio.
Nemate radio stanice koja će reći, e sada ćemo mi popraviti vaš radio prijemnik.
Just by broadcasting we will fix up the radio.
Samim našim emitovanjem mi ćemo popraviti vaš radio prijemnik.
But on the spiritual plane it works like that.
Ali na duhovnoj razini to tako i djeluje.
Just the spiritual vibration being disseminated, the receiver becomes cleansed.
Samim širenjem duhovne zvučne vibracije primatelj se pročišćava.
So we are hearing all the time, but Well, sometimes we do understand, sometimes we don't.
Zato stalno i stalno iznova iznova slušamo, nekada razumijemo, nekada ne.
But the benefit is always there.
Ali dobrobit je uvijek prisutna.
Even, you know, our perception of Krishna consciousness maybe is not so pure.
Možda naše shvatanje svjesnosti Krishna nije tako čisto.
But we know it's good.
Ali znamo da je to dobro.
So we try to follow.
Zato pokušavamo slijediti.
Sometimes we follow automatically.
Ponekad slijedimo automatski.
We could say almost passively.
Možemo reći gotovo pasivno.
And sometimes we get reactivated. We really get the taste. Oh, this is real.
Ponekad se reaktiviramo, stvarno dobijemo ukus, kažemo da, to je pravo.
So on the level of sadhana bhakti, this is happening all the time.
Znači na nivou sadhana bhakti to se stalno dešava.
Therefore we are not on a spontaneous platform.
Ali mi nismo na nivou spontanog služenja.
On a spontaneous platform the reception goes all the time on.
Znači na spontanom nivou prijem uvijek se odvija.
This is the beauty to have association with pure devotee.
I to je ljepota druženja sa čistim baptom.
Vizu Šila Prabhupada making decisions.
Gledali smo Šila Prabhupada
kako da commenting in such a spontaneous way. Odluke
ili kako komentira na tako spontan način.
It's so beautiful to be with Srila Prabhupada. Just sometimes was thoughtful, sometimes he was instantly making a judgment.
Ponekad je bio zamišljen, ponekad je odmah donosio odluke.
Most severely it was demonstrated at the time Srila Prabhupada was departing from this planet.
Najžešće u stvari to bilo prikazano onda kada je Srila Prabhupada napuštao ovaj svijet.
Devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, will you stay with us?
Bhakti se pitali Šila Prabhupada, hoćeš li ostati s nama?
He said, well, it's up to Krishna.
On je rekao, da, to ovisi o Krishna.
So what does Krishna say?
A šta Krishna kaže?
Prabhupada was going, hmm.
Prabhupada mm-hmm. je rekao, hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll stay a little bit more.
U redu, ostaću još malo.
It was almost like making a phone call.
I on sam kao da je telefonirao.
You know, the phone call, you go, aha, ja, okej, okej, I'm just kidding.
Kad telefonirate, onda kažete, no, da, u redu, da.
So, this is actually Prabhupada's whole preaching was like this.
Čitao Prabhupadovo propovjedanje je bilo tako.
Therefore he, I just read today in the morning, he said, I'm reading my own books.
I pročitao sam jutros kako on kaže, pa ja čitam svoje vlastite knjige.
And everything in this book is in this books.
I sve je u ovim knjigama.
Because it was Krishna dictating it.
Zato što je to Krishna diktirao.
These moments Prabhupada wrote his books were very private moments.
Ovi momenti kada je Prabhupada pisao svoje knjige su bili jako
and very, privatni. And very grave atmosphere, with very grave atmosphere.
Sa vrlo ozbiljnom atmosferom.
That was usually around 2 o'clock in the morning. Or
to je obično bilo oko 2 sata izjutra.
Prabhupada was in a very secluded environment.
Prabhupada je bio u vrlo poučenom okolišu.
Some sections he translated and commented upon quite quickly, some took very long time.
Neke dijelove brzo prevodio i komentirao, za neke je trebalo dosta vremena.
And the devotees were starting getting impatient. Prabhupada, why are slowing down with the translations?
No, bhakti su postali nestrpljivi. Prabhupada, zašto usporavaš sa tim prijevodom?
And he said, don't push me.
Ja rekao, nemojte me požurivati.
I have to think about every word.
Moram razmišljati o svakoj riječi.
Those that were present, they were watching how Prabhupada was carefully choosing every word.
Oni koji su bili prisutni su gledali kako Prabhupada pažljivo bira svaku riječ.
Because he knew people may read it after thousands of years.
No, znao je ljudi ovo mogu čitati nakon tisuću godina.
So he was very carefully chosen so people don't misunderstand.
Onda je pažljivo birao riječi kako ljudi ne bi pogrešno shvatili.
Our daily lives are so full of superficialities.
Naš svakodnevni život je tako pun površnosti.
We walk around and talk to people. La 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 la.
Hodamo naokolo i pričamo sa ljudima.
It's like a verbal dysentery almost sometimes.
To je kao verbalna dysenterija.
And then in the evening we go to sleep. La la la.
Onda na večer idemo na spavanje.
Nobody remembers what I'm saying. What we said.
Niko ne razumije što govorimo.
So this is all about eating, sleeping, mating and defending. All this kind of subject matters are flying around, not very serious.
Sve te teme koje idu na okolo nisu jako ozbiljne, sve su one o jedenju, spavanju, razmnožavanju, branjenju.
Sometimes we just talk just to keep up a conversation.
Nekada razgovaramo samo da bismo održali razgovor.
So the other person doesn't notice that we don't know anything.
Tako da druga osoba ne primijeti kako mi ništa ne znamo.
But, you know, spiritual subjects are completely something different.
Ali duhovne teme su nešto potpuno različite.
This is something people do notice when they confront devotees and our books.
To je nešto što ljudi primjećuju kada se suoče sa Bhaktama i sa našim knjigama.
How particular and careful we are about each single word.
Koliko smo mi stvari pažljivi vezano za svaku pojedinu riječ.
Because in the Karma literature you don't have that.
U karmi literaturi toga nemate.
They just write, it could be, maybe, it should be, I don't
Oni
know.
Oni sam fišu, možda, ne znam, možda ovako, možda onako, ne znam, možda ovako.
They write whole books about this.
I jednostavno pišu čitave knjige o tome.
How it could be, maybe.
Kako bi možda bilo, možda ovako.
You know, and they print paper and then, Prabhupada said, what's the use of this?
I Prabhupada je rekao, kakva korist od toga?
As when you start with, could be, maybe, it should be, in my opinion, you can close it down immediately.
Čim počneš čitati nešto kao možda po mom mišljenju pa trebalo bi možete to odmah zatvoriti.
Who cares about I think I believe in my opinion?
Koga je briga za tim ja mislim po mom mišljenju?
This is changing all the time.
To se stalno mijenja.
So this is relevant.
Ovo je relevantno.
Substantial aural reception for a very very substantial spiritual sound vibration.
Znači substancijalno slušanje duhovne vibracije.
Therefore we mean it serious and we tell people sometimes just chant Hare Krishna.
I stvari mi ozbiljno mislimo kada nekome kažemo ma samo mantra Hare Krishna.
Because just by chanting is thousand times more valuous hours of this blah 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 blah.
Jer sam mantranje tisućama puta vrijednije od sati i sati ovoga blah 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 pričanja.
You know, so Srila Prabhupada was so essential.
Prabhupada je u stvari bio esencijalan.
He knew time is very short.
Znao je da je vremena jako malo.
His time was quite short.
Ja, on je imao jako malo vremena.
And our time is also quite short.
A ina, i mi imamo jako malo vremena.
So he didn't waste his time.
Tako da nije gubio svoje vrijeme.
What is important and what is not important.
Šta je važno, a što nije važno.
And Maya has a wonderful function.
Po mojem očinu to je jedna jako divna funkcija.
She makes the unimportant important and the important unimportant.
Ona Maja čini ono što je bitno nebitnim, ono što je nebitno bitnim, ona to obožava radi.
So many subject matters being discussed, so many books being written about what?
Toliko mnogo se raspravlja, toliko knjiga je napisano, a o čemu?
People pile up in a bookshops, Harry Potter is coming.
Ljudi se nagomilavaju u knjižarama, Harry Potter dolazi.
Just one woman sit down and speculated in a quite artistic way.
Jedna žena
je everybody goes for this.
Jedna žena jednostavno sjela i malo špekulirala o tome na tako umjetnički način i onda svi žude za tim.
Harry Potter part 55.
Harry Potter dio 54.
And they all go there. Oh,
i svi odlaze tamo.
But it's just the same thing.
Ali to je jedna te ista stvar.
Yeah, the plot is basically the same.
Zaplet je uvijek isti.
Same exchange between good and evil.
Ista razmjena između dobra i zla.
Possibly some love story involved, although why not?
Možda umješana je neka ljubavna priča, zašto da ne? Ista stvar.
Over and over again.
Iznova i iznova.
And what does it do to my life?
A šta to čini mom životu?
When I wake up in the morning, feeling, lamenting, in illusion and full of fear.
Kada se probunim ujutro jadikujući pun iluzije i strahovanja.
Try to read Harry Potter and you can see what it will do to you.
Pokušajte čitati Harry Pottera, vidite šta će vam napraviti.
If you lamentation, illusion and fear will disappear.
Vidite da li će vaše jadikovanje, iluzije i straha nestati.
Actually it will increase very quickly.
U stvari jako brzo će se povećati.
That book is so spooky.
Ta knjiga je tako strašna.
You will get afraid of things which were not even afraid before.
Postaće, bojat ćete se stvari kojih se prije nije ste bojali.
Nowadays all this literature sometimes it becomes very ghostly in a way, very ghostly.
Danas ta literatura postaje tako puna duhova.
Sound vibration, everything very ghostly.
Zvučna vibracija puna duhova i tako
stvari. People get so fearful, even more fearful.
Ljudi postaju još više u strahu.
They learn to enjoy the fear.
Oni uče kako uživati u strahu.
They learn to enjoy illusion and lamentation.
Uče kako uživati u iluziji i strahovanju.
I used to There's one city which is really good at this, Berlin.
Postoji jedan grad koji je jako dobar u tome, to je Berlin.
This is such a depressing place.
To je tako depresivno mjesto.
People grow up there.
A ljudi tamo odraste.
Between these grey blocks of houses and.
Između tih sivih nebudera.
And you know, and they are very cynical. And,
jako su cinični.
You know, it's really like a masterpiece of existentialism, you know.
To je stvar remek djela existencijalizma.
And they learn to love this.
I oni nauče to voljeti.
We used to take bhaktas out of Berlin and bring them to the other part of Germany and they became a little bit like nervous, you know.
u bapti iz Berlina bismo odili na druge mjesto u Njemačkoj, oni bi postali nervozni.
It's too nice here, it's too optimistic.
Ovdje je previše optimistično, su više lijepo.
Too much sunshine.
Previše sunca.
And you know, then we brought them back to Berlin again and they became like, ah.
I onda bi ponovo vratili u Berlin, oni bi rekli,
the degradation, the smell of rotten, you know,
degradacija, miris, truleži, raspadanja.
You know, this is the modes we get addicted to.
To su gumne na koje postajemo naviknuti.
Nowadays, if somebody knows what to do,
danas ako netko zna što činiti,
he's happy, enthusiastic,
ako je sretan i entuzijastičan,
idealistic, optimistic,
idealističan i optimističan,
very suspicious,
vrlo, vrlo sumnjiv,
very strange,
vrlo čudan,
he must be very foolish,
mora da je jako budalast,
because the real person, you know, is always depressed.
Jer prava osoba je uvijek deprimirana.
They put it even on advertisement.
Čak to stavljaju u reklame.
They sell products like this.
Tako prodaju proizvode.
You know, the man holds a product, he looks like just jumping out of the window.
I čovjek drži neki proizvod i izgleda kao da će skočiti kroz prozor.
Buy it.
Kupi to.
Previous advertisements was always like, you know,
prije su reklame uvijek nasmijane.
Ah, oh, here we go. Wonderful, wonderful.
Divno, divno.
Buy this toothpaste and you will be a perfect man.
Kupi ovu pastu za zube i bit ćeš savršen muškarac.
Now it's becoming more like, who cares?
Da, sve postoje u smislu, a koga briga?
Who cares?
Koga briga?
So this is again sound vibration.
To je opet
zvučna vibracija. Modes of nature being propagated.
To su opet reklamiranje guna prirode.
So Sefa Prabhupada said that in these critical days one should join this movement and, you know, and make sure one doesn't come back.
I stoga Prabhupada je rekao da ovim kritičnim danima osoba se treba pridružiti ovom pokretu, pobrinuti se da se ne vrati.
Like, even amongst devotees, you play sjetra, yeah?
Čak i među baktama, na primjer, imate ovdje predstavu.
So if you want to have devotees playing the roles of the demons, very easy.
Ako hoćete da vam bakte igraju uloge demona, to je vrlo lako.
Who is going to play Ravana or something like that? Hiranyakashipu.
Ko će igrati Ravana ili Hiranyakashipu?
I mean, really arrogant, atheistic, cynical.
Stvarno, arrogantni, cinični,
atheistični. Oh, this is...
Intoxicirani.
We have enough devotees to play that.
Imamo dovoljno bakta da igraju tako nešto.
But who will play something pure, Lord Chaitanya and this?
Ko će igrati nešto čisto, gospodina Chaitanya? To je borba za...
You know, because it's kind of artificial.
Jel, to je vještački.
You know, but when it comes to degradation, oh, that's our homeland, that's where we come from.
Jel, kad ne govorimo o degradaciji, to je naša domovina, od tud dolazimo.
Yeah. So, this shows already a little bit something to the environment we come from.
Znači, to pokazuje okolinu iz koje dolazimo.
And we do struggle in Krishna consciousness with that, that we don't have enough culture background to go from.
I s time se borimo u svjesnosti Krišne da nemamo pozadinu kulturu iz koje dolazimo.
So the old habituation from the old habits is always there.
Te stare navike su uvijek prisutne.
One Prabhupada got very upset and he said, when I leave, you will all become hippies again.
I Prabhupada jednom postao jako uznemiren, rekao, kad ja odem, vi ćete ponovno svi postati hippie.
Because these are the tendencies all the time there.
Ja vidio da je prisutna ta tendencija.
So, the way to contradict that, it's giving oral reception to the Vedic literature.
A način da se protiv toga borimo je da stvarno slušamo vedsku literaturu.
Carefully, piously, you know,
pažljivo, položno,
and humbly submit oneself to the transcendental sound.
I ponizno se trebamo predati slušanju transcendentalnih zvučnih vibracija.
It will have its effect.
To će imati svoj učinak.
It already has its effect and we are the living proofs of that.
O, to već ima svoj učinak i mi smo živi dokazi toga.
Whatever nasty thoughts and desires we may have, we don't want to act upon it.
Koje kakve god ružne misli i želje da imamo, mi ne želimo se povoditi za njima.
Because the transcendental sound vibration of the holy name and the Bhagavatam provoked our conscience.
Jer je transcendentalna zvučna vibracija svetog imena i Bhagavatam probudila našu savjest.
Things we found previously being normal, they, you know, we find them being very disgusting.
Stvari koje su nam prije bilo sasvim normalne, sad nam se čine odvratnima.
Because we were exposed to the pure transcendental vibration of Srila Prabhupada.
Jer smo bili izloženi čistoj zvučnoj vibraciji Srila Prabhupada.
So we should also transmit it to others.
I to trebamo širiti drugima.
Prabhupada said, this books are nothing else, it's recorded sound vibration.
Prabhupada je rekao, knjige nisu ništa drugo nego zabilježena zvučna vibracija.
And much more durable actually, as you know, if you would sell people some you know, some audio carriers, you know.
I u stvari ovo je mnogo trajnije nego kada biste ljudima prodavali neke nosače zvuka.
I tell you, all these computers, all these sound, this can go from 1 minute to another.
No, svi ovi kompjuteri, računari, sve ovo, to se može otići u minuti.
But a book?
Ali knjiga?
That's durable.
To je trajno.
That people can read even at some candlelight.
To možete čitati čak i pod svijećom.
Thousands years ago, thousand years later.
I tisućama godina kasnije.
That doesn't mean the book will last thousand years, but it can be reprinted, it can be copied.
A naravno, ne znači da će knjiga trajiti tisuću godina, no on može se ponovo štampati i kopirati.
Previously people had hand copied, you know, written books, that was something very valuable.
Prije su ljudi knjige prepisivali ručno i to je bilo nešto jako vrijedno.
Now we think, ah, oh, it's all printed 10,000 pieces here, 10,000 pieces there.
Sad mislimo to, ah, to je već štampano 10,000 primjeraka tu, 10,000 tamo.
But the content is still valuable.
Ali sadržaj još uvijek vrijedno.
Prabhupada considered this book being non-different from deities.
Zato je Prabhupada ove knjige smatrao neradličitim od božanstava.
So we are bringing these deities to people's homes.
Mi ovo božanstvo donosimo u domove ljudi.
And they can over and over read again.
I mogu ih iznova i iznova čitati.
Therefore Prabhupada said, as soon the book is there and is distributed, we have a firm ground to preach from.
I Prabhupada je rekao, čim su knjige podijeljene, onda imamo čvrst oslonac za propovjedanje.
There's some question or comment.
Malo nekih pitanja ili komentara.
Rekao si da je Prabhupada muziku koja je dolazila iz diska okarakterizirao kao paklenom.
You said that the music that was coming from the disco was characterized by Prabhupada as hellish.
Moje pitanje je koliko možemo rock muziku iskoristiti u svjesnosti Krišne i do koje mjere?
My question is to what extent and how can we use rock music in Krishna consciousness?
Now I get myself in trouble.
Yes, sad sam se uvalio u nevolju.
Prabhupada didn't like rock music.
Prabhupada nije volio rock muziku.
Even I was just 2 weeks ago, Harisauri Prabhu in Sweden gave a detailed analysis of this.
Harisauri Prabhu je prije 2 tjedna u Švedskoj dao detaljnu analizu ovoga.
So he said, in general, Prabhupada didn't like that.
Rekao je, općenito Prabhupada to nije volio.
But devotees are always trying to submit to him some devotional music for his judgment.
Ali bhakti su mu uvijek dao na uvid neku devocijsku glazbu na da vidi što s tim.
And it was very interesting to see Prabhupada responding to it.
Bilo je jako interesantno vidjeti kako Prabhupada tu reaguje na to.
Like we know that when you know the Govinda song came up, Prabhupada became ecstatic instantly.
Znamo kad je pjesma Govindam izašla da je Prabhupada odmah postao ekstatičan.
And once forever he established that we are standing here every morning listening to Govinda Mani Purusha.
I jednom za uvijek je ustanovio da svako jutro stojimo i slušamo tu Govinda Mani Purusha.
Woman singing.
I žena pjeva.
Which sanjasi shouldn't hear.
Što sanjasi ne bi trebali slušati, što kako je rekao gospodin Čaitanja.
There is everything there. When you actually listen carefully to that song, it's a masterpiece how it's mixed. It's amazing.
Stvar kad slušate tu pjesmu, to je remek djelo kako je miksano, kako je to izmiksano.
But George Harrison did that was quite amazing.
Kako je to George Harrison učinio, to je stvarno zadivljujuće.
And Prabhupada became ecstatic immediately.
Prabhupada je odmah postao ekstatičan.
And that song we will hear and is going for many, many years to come.
I tu ćemo pjesmu iskreno slušati još mnogo, mnogo godina.
Then like Harisavari Prabhu mentioned that the change of heart, maybe you ever heard some of this music. We used to distribute tons of these LPs on the street.
Kada smo promjenu srca, taj LP smo dijelili tonama na ulicama.
Prabhu was going, that's okay.
To je u redu.
It kind of passed, just.
Znači to je jedva prošlo, njegovu ocjenu.
But anything beyond that didn't.
Ali sve što je bilo preko toga nije.
I don't remember his dictionary. But Mangala Nama. Yeah, Mangala Nama. So he tells the story, and you know, he made this record. He was with Kirtanananda on the road show, so he made this record. He cut some recordings, and Prabhupada came to the studio, and then he was ready to leave, and then Mangalananda came to him and said, "Prabhupada, I wrote some songs. Could you please listen?" And Prabhupada said, "All right." He sat down. "Let's hear." Like that. They played for Prabhupada. While he was telling the story, he just broke down and started crying, because he was remembering how, he was feeling how Prabhupada was so merciful to Sid and give him the time to play this music for him like this. So, yeah, it was kind of like, as you said, he was saying, "Yeah, it's okay."
But Prabhupada didn't like this aggressiveness involved. And he pointed out over and over again one point, that people tend to listen to the music, not to the lyrics. And he was more concerned about the text. And actually, I grew up, when I joined ISKCON, the first day I went on the street, I was distributing Back to Godhead magazine. The second day I went on the street, I was already distributing LPs. This was the thing those days.
Коли сам перевод зайшов санки, там ділив сам Godhead на часописи, а другий день сам ділив ті плочі.
So, and for the first almost 2 years on Sankirtan, I was distributing only LPs.
Перед 2 години Sankirtan сам ділив скоро сам плочі.
With really devotional music, just kirtan, actually.
Со стварною девотійською музикою, то ж був саме kirtan.
I still have one of these LPs at home.
Я ще якимам одну тих плочок от кучі.
It shows pictures of devotees dancing in the back, so in
kirtan. Позади мене мати, сліку бак, так як оплешу kirtan.
So we used to tell people, "You see, this is me here."
Вона висмарити людьми, видите, ось сам я от.
Hamza Tuta's kirtans. That was
Hamza Tuta's kirtan.
And we distributed tons and tons of this LPs. Which already invited the first problems. You know, some people bought this LP in a belief that this is some kind of even symphonical music or even classical music or whatever. And then, you know, and it was a certain sort of cheating. It was rather easy to distribute. We knew the whole hit parade up and down, you know, from the radio. Our classical mantra was, "Do you know George Harrison?"
Класична мантра була, знати Джорджа Гаррісона.
And people got the idea, this is a LP from George Harrison, yeah, of course.
Люди мали ідею, де той плоча Джорджа Гаррісона.
I just finished, then they came back and they were going, "Where is it, George Harrison?"
Аби се вони вратили, питали, "Па где Джордж Гаррісон?"
We had one Mataji, I remember, in Germany. She was quite tricky. She was actually very expert in this.
When
people asked, "What did George Harrison do on this LP?"
With a sweet, innocent
smile, she always goes, "The hole in the middle."
Kada bi pitali šta je George Harrison radio na ovoj ploči, ona bi sa nježnim, nevinim osmihom rekla, "Pa u rupu u sredini."
And she said it in such a way people that just cannot help to laugh. And, you know,
I to bi rekla na takav način da ljudi jednostavno nisu mogli si pomoći, jednostavno su se smijali.
So, yeah.
And, you know, your reply is more or less how we replaced Prabhupada's books with LPs.
It goes along with that.
Which, okay, but that's a different point. I mean, he's not asking, you know, what's the validity of replacing Prabhupada's books with rock music. He's asking about rock
music.
Yeah. Like in some kind of preaching forum, something in the public.
So,
Znači, pitanje je bilo na, kako iskoristiti rock glazbu za propovjedanje, dok je tvoj odgovor više bio u smislu kako smo mi Prabhupadove knjige zamijenili sa tom glazbom.
But then you preach, you have to consider also how people perceive this.
Znači, kad propovjedamo, onda moramo imati u vidu kako to ljudi primaju.
And once again, Prabhupada said they will perceive it as an entertainment.
I Prabhupada je rekao, ljudi će to shvatiti kao zabavu.
Now of course there is some Hare Krishna mantra in between.
Naravno, tu negdje između ima i Hare Krishna maha mantra.
Or maybe some text which they get a glimpse of some idea beyond this body.
I neki tekst gdje će ljudi možda dobiti neki djelić, neke ideje da nismo ovo tijelo.
But it's difficult for me to answer it in a separate way because
za mene je teško to na, odgovoriti na odvojen način.
Prabhupada made it very clear it cannot even match even in a distant way the validity of his books or his preaching straight from his book.
Prabhupada je to učinio jasnim i rekao da izbliza to ne može izjednačiti propovjedanje o njegovim knjigama i djelanje njegovih knjiga.
One thing that supports what you're saying is that when devotees in LA were doing bhajans on the street,
kada su
harpe,
sitar, radili bhajane sa sitarom,
Chamar Krishna Maharaj and some early, you know, disciples, they got into a kind of professionalism, right? So Prabhupada, he didn't even want that, because as you said, it becomes more like entertainment. So then what to speak of, you know, the other,
not only that, but he Prabhupada even forbade us in Germany to distribute his own records.
Znači, nekakvi bhakti kao Tamal Krishna i rani učenici su izlazili u Los Angeles u harinama sa sitarom, sjedili bi na tepihu, ali se to pretvorilo u jedan profesionalizam i Prabhupada je bio protiv toga jer su ljudi to shvatili kao zabavu. Ne samo to, nego i u Njemačkoj im je zabranio da dijele ploču na kojoj je on sam.
This group called Shelter.
S druge strane ima ta grupa koja se zove Shelter.
It's amazing how many devotees came from this
rock
group.
A zadivljujuće je koliko je bhakta došlo zahvaljujući to.
I had Shelter as visitors in Stockholm when I was temple president. I put Raghunath, I think is his name, huh? I put him on a Vyasasan in his outfit, you know, and this it was just before he was heading for the concert.
Znači, kad sam bio temple president u Stockholmu, imao smo posjetu Sheltera i tog pjevača sam stavio na Vyasasan u njegovu.
He had a packed temple room.
Imali smo pun temple room.
You know, and he was with his tennis shoes and with his shorts, you know, sitting
there. On je bio
u svom
shortsu i tenisicama, sjedio je na Vyasasan.
And he gave a very straight lecture.
I dao jako, jako izravnu lekciju.
Pretty heavy actually.
Stvar je jako, jako teška lekcija.
And all the kids were just, you know,
sva djeca tamo su.
And then he told me, just, why don't you come also to the concert?
On je rekao, zašto ne dođeš također na koncert?
And I told him, you know, this stage diving, I'm a little bit too old for this.
Rekao sam, to skakanje sa pozornicom.
You know, they do this from the stage.
Znate, oni skoče sa pozornicom u publiku.
And he said, you know what, me too.
Znaš šta, Indi meni se to ne sviđa.
I'm getting really old for this business.
Postajem stvarno star za ovo.
But there has to be one thing noticed in this connection.
Ali u vezi s tim treba primijetiti jednu stvar.
This was his profession.
To je bila njegova profesija.
He joined like that.
On se na taj način pridružio.
Already very successful.
Već je bio jako uspješan.
Naturally, the connection was there already established.
Znači, veza je tu već uspostavljena.
You have a leader.
Imate lidera.
And then you have a followership.
I onda imate slijed.
A big followership.
To je veliku slijed.
So why not use it for Krishna?
Zašto to ne iskoristiti za Krishna?
He actually wanted to quit, he told me, when he joined.
On mi je rekao, kada se pridružio, htio je prestati s tim.
But his spiritual master said, no. Look at these people, they follow you all.
I on je rekao, duhovni učitelj mu je rekao, pogledajte ljudi, oni te se slijede.
So use it for Krishna.
Iskoristi to za Krishna.
It's a slightly different situation.
To je malo drugčija situacija.
As if Bhakta Joe comes.
Nego kada Bhakta Joe dođe.
He insists to play guitar for Krishna.
I on insistira da svira gitaru za Krishna.
You know, and then he produces some CD of a very questionable. very unprofessional quality.
Onda proizvede neki CD vrlo upitne I neprofesionalne kvalitete.
Where people listen to this and they go like,
gdje ljudi slušaju to, onda,
you know, my son is playing this on a weekend in a school, you know.
Znate, moj sin to vikendom svira u školi.
So this is rather embarrassing sometimes.
Ovo je jako neprijatno ponekad.
Because he is attached.
Jer on je vezan.
But here have somebody, Raghunath, is a perfect example. He is not attached.
Je savršen primjer, on nije vezan.
I don't know if he still does it. I don't think he does it anymore. It's,
ne znam da to još uvijek čini.
You know, because, you know, so it's a slightly different situation.
To je malo drugčija situacija.
So we use what we can, of course.
A naravno koristimo ono što možemo.
But I think even Raghunath would agree that Prabhupada's books are the essence. And he's quoting from them, he's reading from, he's preaching from them straight.
Mislim da bi Raghunath se složio s tim da su Prabhupadove knjige osnova, ili on čita iz njih I propovjeda iz njih.
So you use what you have.
Znači koristite ono što imate.
But I'm also, I know the situation, just to really give another extreme example, where book distributors turn into a CD distributors.
Znam,
you know,
drugi primjer iz druge krajnosti kada djelitelji knjiga postaju djelitelji CD-a.
Where new bhaktas are introduced to CD distribution like the ultimate preaching, ultimate distribution actually.
Kada se novim bhaktima onda propovjeda da je djeljenje CD-a nešto najuzvišenije.
That becomes damaging of course for the book distribution, which could be actually maybe the same person could distribute books.
Što je ako štetno za djeljenje knjige, ta ista osoba može djelati knjige.
Whereby when some grihasta goes out and maintains himself as it was done before by CD distribution, distributing some devotional music, so that's still more actually acceptable as when he goes and works in a factory or something like this. There's something sinful.
Kada grihasta se izdržava djeljenjem devotskih CD-ova, to je još uvijek prihvatljivije nego kada ide raditi fabriku ili neki
posao. I had a very personal experience when Hansa Sutta, who was like the acharya of LP distribution,
a kada sam, imam lično iskustvo kada sam bio kao acharya djeljenja s ploča,
got a letter there from Prabhupada.
Kada je Hansa Sutta bio, znači, dobio pismo od Prabhupada.
He said, stop it immediately.
Je pisalo odmah tu,
and there are more letters he wrote to others. Stop this immediately.
I postoji još pisamo koje je poslao drugima gdje piše to odmah zaustavite.
And Hansa took it very seriously.
Hansa Sutta to je jako ozbiljno shvatio.
Because we had a whole booklog full of first printed German pocket books, you know, like pocket size, soft bound.
Jer Hansa Sutta imao puno skladišti prve džepnog izdanja knjige.
So without warning, he went to the printer and he printed a kind of paper cover. It was like a box you fold together. It fitted three of the small books together.
I on je otišao kod štampariju I štampao je jedan okvir u koji biste mogli staviti tri ove knjige.
It became like a, we call it yoga library.
I to smo nazvali yoga biblioteka.
You know. And that we started to distribute.
I to smo počeli djelati.
And we came to the temple on Sunday, on Saturday.
I u subotu smo došli u hram.
And we were informed, not one LP next week.
I bili smo obavješteni, niti jedna ploča sljedeći sljedeći.
And we were all sitting the whole Sunday packaging these three books into this box.
I čitavu nedjelju smo sjedili I te tri knjige pakovali u taj paket.
Loading them in a car. Cars.
I to smo utovarali u aute.
And nobody had an idea how to distribute a book.
I niko nije imao pojma kako podijeliti knjigu.
I didn't know what to say.
Nisam znao što reći.
We had our mantra.
Mi smo imali svoje mantre.
Hello, do you know George Harrison?
Dobar dan, znate li George Harrisona?
So on Monday I went out.
Onda sam u ponedljak izašao van.
With a book in hand.
Sa knjigom u ruci.
I didn't know what to say.
Nisam znao što reći.
So I just told the first person, hello, you know George Harrison?
I onda sam prvo ja sam bi rekao, dobar dan, znate li George Harrison?
Yeah. I know. He is reading books too.
Je li on čita knjige?
Completely stupid thing.
Totalno glupa stvar.
But people showed no sign of any change.
Ali kod ljudi nije bilo nikakve promjene.
They bought the books the same way like they bought the LPs before.
Knjige su kupovali na isti način kako su prije kupovali ploče.
Yeah. But one thing did change.
Ali jedna stvar se je promijenila.
The kirtan in the weekend we came back to the temple.
Kirtan kada smo vikendom se vraćali u hram.
This was so ecstatic.
To je bilo tako ekstatično.
Because we realized, there is something else going on here. Prabhupada's books are going out.
Jer smo shvatili nešto drugo, da nešto se drugo dešava tu, Prabhupadove knjige idu van.
Then later on, somewhere it was introduced again.
Kasnije to opet uvedeno.
Back and forth.
Naprijed nazad.
But it's not like, you know, we want to frustrate anybody who produced just a new CD.
Ne želimo frustrirati nikoga koji je upravo izdao novi CD.
But Prabhupada was speaking about massive distribution. Brahmacharya is going out, distributing on a large scale.
Ali Prabhupada je govorio o masovnoj distribuciji, brahmacharima koji idu van i dijele na veliko.
And we know, let's be serious and honest.
I u stvari ne znamo, budimo ozbiljni.
Devotees don't listen to this music just because it got such nice devotional text.
Bhakti ne slušaju tu muziku zato što ima tako fine devocijske tekste.
It's a little bit like going a little bit back again, you know.
To je kao da se malo vraćamo u prošlost.
It's a little bit like non-alcoholic beer.
To je nešto kao pivo bez alkohola.
You know, yeah. It's a little bit like that.
To je nešto poput toga.
It's no alcohol.
Nema alkohola.
But it remembers you in something.
Ali vas podsjeća na nešto.
So it's like, you know, this is the similar type of.
Znači to je sličan tip.
Yeah. And it is a potential that you think, well, you know,
postoji potencijal da mislite.
As the taste is maintained from the old days, then why not go to the original, to the real thing?
Ono, pa kad već je ukusan prisutan, kad je ukus prisutan iz starih dana, zašto se onda ne vratiti izvornoj stvari?
But it's a fact, as Vijay Prabhu said, that those devotees who do it in a professional way, they can attract people by this.
Ali što je Vijay Prabhu rekao, oni bhakti koji to radi na profesionalan način, oni mogu privući ljudi.
But it has to be noticed, like Michael Cassidy and Raghunandan Rao and this. Oh, this is all highly professional musicians who did this already before they came to this movement.
To je slučaj sa Michael Cassidy and Raghunandan je taj da su oni već bili profesionalni muzičari koji su to radili prije.
We have like Krishna Prema Prabhu, you know him a little bit.
Imamo i Krishna Prema Prabhu, a znate ga.
He will give probably much more qualified lecture on this point as I can ever do.
On će vjerojatno dati mnogo bolju lekciju što se tiče ove teme.
He was once upon a time a very famous person.
On je jednom bio jako poznata osoba.
In Italy and even in Europe.
U Italiji, čak i u Europi.
And he had his, you know, sports cars and he had his houses on the beach. And
imao je sportske automobile i kuće na plaži.
And he had the girls flocking around.
Imao je djevojke koje su skupljale oko njega.
And he was playing with famous musicians.
On je svirao sa poznatim muzičarima.
You know, and you can ask him, he still plays music.
Možete ga pitati, on još uvijek svira muziku.
But with quite a different attitude.
Ali sa jako različitim stavom sada.
And quite a high level of detachment.
Sa visokim stepenom odvojenosti.
He doesn't do it really to become prominent, famous.
On ne čini to da bi postao slavan, prominent.
Even appreciated.
Čak ni cijenjen.
He doesn't care, he's quite old by now, you know.
Njemu nije bitno, on je sad već prilično star.
So, when he published his first Krishna conscious recordings.
Kada je prvi put objavio snimak svjesan Krishna.
Something like 1.5 years ago in Italy. I was in his room, he showed me the whole collection from his early, you know, recordings.
Sam bio prije godinu i pol dana kod njega u Italiji, pokazao mi je kolekciju svojih ranih snimaka.
From the days he was quite an anarchistic, almost terroristic communist.
Iz dana kad je bio prilično anarchističan kao komunista.
And his avant-garde music was so spectacular that even the most avant-garde people didn't understand what he's playing.
I njegova muzika je bila toliko avant-garde da čak ni najavant-gardni ljudi nisu razumjeli.
He developed his own machines, you know, his own synthesizers machines, producing the most far-out sounds.
On je čak izmišljao vlastite sintesajzere da bi proizvao nove zvukove.
As of photos of him sitting in his homemade studio, it looked like an airplane, you know, the whole thing.
Gledao sam kako slike kako sjedi u svom vlastitom studiju, izgledalo je kao da sjedi u avionu sa svim tim instrumentima.
And then he has his face, he was playing rather traditional songs.
I sad on je svirao te tradicionalne pjesme.
So then he published his first devotional recording.
Kada je objavio prvi snimak.
He lost practically 95% of his followership was immediately finished.
da izgubio 95% svojih obožavatelja.
They're going, oh no, now he went crazy.
Oh ne, sad je poludio.
He is Hare Krishna.
On je Hare Krishna.
Even George Harrison said,
čak i George Harrison rekao,
I have so many friends.
Imam toliko prijatelja.
But when I mention Hare Krishna, it's not so many friends.
Ali kad spomenem Hare Krishna, onda više nemam toliko prijatelja.
Because this musician, artist environment is pretty abstract, you know. Ta
muzičarska scena je prilično abstraktna.
Quite degraded.
I prilično degradirana.
So.
U svojoj pozadini.
So we don't want to frustrate anybody, but...
Ne želim nikoga frustrirati, ali...
If it's in the service of book distribution, aiming towards that thing, okay?
Ako je to usmjereno ka službu dijeljenja knjiga, u redu.
But I tell you, it's temporary.
Ali to je privremeno.
I, you know, you lose taste after a while.
Nakon nekog vremena gubite ukus.
The styles of music are changing all the time.
Stilovi muzike se stalno mijenjaju.
You think, now we make a very ultra, you know, modern Hare Krishna techno, yeah.
Da, sad ćemo napraviti vrlo modern, ultra modern Hare Krishna techno.
You were risking that after some years people go techno.
Rizikujete da nakon par godina ljudi kažu techno, ah, to je staro.
You see, and then the whole thing is only compromise.
I onda je čitava stvar kompromitirana.
Because we are going along the flow, the modern. But the modern is changing all the time.
Jer slijedimo struju modernizma koji se stalno mijenja.
And then there's always a danger that devotees appear highly unprofessional.
I uvijek je naravno tu opasnost da će bakti učiniti nešto jako neprofesionalno.
I could extend even the whole thing to movie making.
Mogu čitavu stvar proširiti na pravljenje filmova.
It's also very exciting to make movies, isn't it?
Jako izbudljivo praviti filmove, zar ne?
The only movies Prabhupada really appreciated was...
Jedine filmove koje je Prabhupada stvarno cijenio...
First of all, those documentaries.
Bili su dokumentarci.
Simply illustrating devotees preaching life.
Jednostavno ilustriranje života, propovjedačkog života bhakti.
Second of all, again, it was done by devotees who did this already before.
I opet to su radili bhakti koji su radili prije bhakti yogi.
There are movies from those days, nowadays we don't know them probably anybody, they are quite professional.
Jednostavno ne znamo, danas ali ti filmovi su bili stvarno jako profesionalni.
Easy, because he was already doing that.
Ja, je lako je bhakti koji je to napravio, to je već radio i prije.
Nowadays the devotees get some equipment, you know. And
danas bhakti je kupe neku opremu.
And they make movies.
Onda pravi filmove.
In today's Hollywood times to make movies is a pretty challenging affair.
Danas u vrijeme Hollywooda je stvarno jako izazovno praviti filmove.
And then devotees advertise Hare Krishna movies, very modern.
Onda bhakti kažu Hare Krishna film jako moderno.
You know, karmis can very, they are very sensitive to these things because they are so spoiled.
Karmi su jako osjetljivi na te stvari, zašto? Zato što su jako razmaženi.
And they see the movie and they go, when is it going to be ready?
I onda kad vide film, kažu, a kad će film biti spreman?
Because it looks very unready.
Ili da je jako nespreman.
So why to compete with karmis like this? Why to embarrass oneself like this?
Zašto se osramotiti, zašto se natjecati sa karmima na takav način?
But when somebody comes with their already professional skill and the ability and the money,
ali kad neko već dođe sa profesionalnom sposobnošću i sa novcem.
I can document this. Prabhupada discussing with two men in India who wanted to open a Hare Krishna film studios in Kurukshetra.
Prabhupada je raspravljao sa dvojicom ljudi u Indiji koji su željeli otvoriti Hare Krishna filmski studio na Kurukshetra.
Something like Hare Krishna Bollywood, you know.
Nešto kao Hare Krishna Bollywood.
You know, Prabhupada didn't like that.
Prabhupada se to nije svidio.
He said, not because it's bad.
Ne zato što je to loše.
But because too much endeavor.
Nego zato što tu ide previše truda.
Too much money spent.
Previše novca bi se potrošilo.
And the result very temporary.
A rezultat je jako privremen.
People hear so many songs, so many movies.
Ljudi slušaju toliko pjesama, gledaju toliko filmova.
As entertainment.
Kao zabavu.
Doesn't go very deep.
To ne ide jako duboko.
But a book.
Ali knjiga.
That's serious.
To je ozbiljno.
That something that will be around for a long time.
To je nešto što će ostati tu dugo, dugo vremena.
Doesn't need any batteries.
Ne trebaju baterije.
No electricity.
Ne treba struje.
you know, to buy anything extra to it.
Не треба тобі ніщо додатно купувати з книги.
So you can read the book.
Можете читати книгу.
You just need some eyes and some brain, that's all.
Само треба й очі, і нашто мозок.
Okay, I said we are prolonging it. So I hope I didn't frustrate any musicians. I know there are plenty of them around in these regions.
Nadam se da nisam frustrirao neke muzičare, znam da ima dosta njih u ovim krajevima.
But you could say as a accompanying preaching.
Kao popratno propovjedanje.
But ultimately, as Prabhupada said, you can judge things by the result.
Ali u krajnjem slučaju Prabhupada je rekao, stvari možete procijeniti po rezultatu.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.